Welcome to Stories of the Master. Welcome, welcome to episode 19 of the Stories of the Master podcast, where we reflect on how we can improve ourselves little by little, day by day, through sharing stories of the perfect exemplar of the Baha'i faith, Abdul Baha. Today's episode is the finale of the Stories of the Master. But don't worry, I have a surprise for you later this year. So stay on until the end of the episode to find out more. As I mentioned in episode 17, The Passing of the Master, I didn't want to end the series on a sad note. So this episode is our goodbye party, both a party for us and for Abdul Baha. Instead of telling you what it's about, let's get straight into the final story of the Master, Abdul Baha. It is now the 23rd of November, 1912, and the Master is preparing to leave the United States of America. He traveled through 40 cities, met with officials from the White House, the richest of the rich, the poorest of the poor. In his 239 days in America and Canada, Abdul Baha spoke to over 90,000 people. He took little time to rest. He did all that he could. It was now time to go. The friends of Abdul Baha wanted to say goodbye and hosted a formal banquet in his honor. They chose a befitting location, which was none other than the Great Northern Hotel in New York City. It was to be an unforgettable event. A beautifully decorated ballroom, tables adorned with flowers, an array of sweets, and sparkling crystal glasses. As the friends entered, the manager of the hotel noticed something unique about Abdul Baha's guest list. Many of his friends were from the kind-hearted and joyous African race. On a separate occasion, the Master reminded the Baha'is that Baha'u'llah himself compared people of color to the pupil of the eye, which the light of the spirit shineth forth. They weren't just his friends. Abdul Baha loved them so dearly. But unfortunately, this truth about black people was not well understood in America. During this time, there were laws that caused white and black people to be separated in many public spaces. The manager of this hotel believed that if he had let black people in, it would ruin his business and did not allow any of these friends to attend. The Master's friends were stopped at the door and sent home. The white Baha'is tried very hard to persuade the hotel manager to change his mind, but he refused. They felt as if there was no other way to hold this party, so they reluctantly went ahead with it. When the Master arrived at the banquet hall, 300 guests rose to their feet and called out Allahu Akbar. But Abdul Baha immediately noticed that his dear black friends were not present. What would you do in this situation? Surely this is not possible to fix. There was no hotel or public space that would allow this event to happen. Well, if anyone knows how to make this right, it's Abdul Baha. The first action that the Master took was to address the guests at the banquet. And of all the topics he could choose, the Master spoke about the oneness of humanity. He said to the friends, "Devote yourselves to the betterment and service of all the human race. Let no barrier of ill feeling or personal prejudice exist between these souls. For when your motives are universal and your intentions heavenly in character, there is no doubt whatever that you will become the recipients of the bounty and good pleasure of God. What happened next was truly remarkable. To put it simply, this banquet was not his goodbye party. How could Abdu'l-Bahá have allowed that to happen? How could this be the way that he leaves America? How could he allow his friends to be excluded? On the very next day, another gathering was held, which would be the real goodbye party. This event was held at Edward and Carrie Kinney's home, and they invited all of the black friends who were not allowed into the hotel. When the friends had arrived to the goodbye party, to their surprise, there was a group of their white friends standing there, excited and ready to serve them their food. It was truly magical. How many talks, meetings, and acts of service did the master have to perform for the grand message of Baha'u'llah to finally be realized by the friends? This demonstration of the oneness of humankind pleased Abdu'l-Bahá so much that he stood up and said to everyone present, "Today, you have carried out the laws of the Blessed Beauty and have truly acted according to the teachings of the Supreme Pen. Behold, what an influence and effect the words of Baha'u'llah have upon the hearts, that hating and shunning have been forgotten, to such an extent that you arose to serve one another with great sincerity." Wow, in 24 hours, the Black Baha'is of New York went from being shunned to honored guests. Now, 2 weeks later, on the 5th of December, 1912, it was time for the master to leave the United States of America and say goodbye. Addressing his friends, the master said, "I have traveled to all the large cities, speaking before various assemblages, proclaiming to them the oneness of the world of humanity, summoning all to union, harmony, and oneness. I have indeed received the greatest kindness from the American people. I look upon them as a noble nation, capable of every perfection. My happiness is great. I shall never forget you." Abdu'l-Bahá boarded the SS Celtic in New York, ready for his next destination. Baha'is from all around gathered to say their goodbyes, to give flowers and gifts to the master. Abdu'l-Bahá entered the ship, walked out along the side of the boat deck. He leaned on the railing with his right arm and looked down at the crowd gazing back at him. When the clock struck noon, the SS Celtic's engines began to hum. The great ship set off, the crowd on the pier tracking Abdu'l-Bahá's white turban as the vessel pulled slowly backward into the flowing waters of the Hudson. This was goodbye. Let me end this episode with this prayer and deep desire of the master. O Lord God, make us as waves of the sea, as flowers of the garden, united, agreed through the bounties of thy love. O Lord, dilate the breast through the signs of thy oneness, and make all mankind as stars shining from the same height of glory, as perfect fruits growing upon the tree of life. Thank you for listening to episode 19, the final episode of Stories of the Master. Before you press stop, I need to say two things. The first thing is that for anyone who ever listened to this podcast, be it one episode or all 19, thank you so much. It means the world to me that you have partnered with me in a collective expression of our love for Abdu'l-Bahá. I hope you learned something new, were reminded of something old, or just sat in the moment and thought about the one, who had the magic name of Abdu'l-Bahá. The second thing is that this isn't our goodbye party. I lied, and I'm sorry. It's just goodbye for now. There will be an entire new season of this show, but it won't be about Abdu'l-Bahá. It will be dedicated to the essence of essences, the one around whom the realities of the prophets and messengers revolve, the primal point from which have been generated all created things. I look forward to coming back later this year for season 2, called Stories of the Bab. Don't forget to subscribe and follow to catch the next season of this podcast. Allah Akbar.